What'd happen if the aliens won? They wipe out the human race and settle down here on Earth. Let's travel 1,000 years into the future. It's 3008, and the Museum of Humans has just opened.
Wow, look at this place. Oh, hey, land over there.
Oh, come on. We better get back in time for the game.
It wouldn't kill you to experience a little culture.
Hey, I didn't retire so I could travel 2 million light years to experience a little culture.
Hello, welcome to the Museum of Humans. Where are you creatures from?
The Andromeda Galaxy.
Oh.
We hear that it's half price for elders.
Well, only if you're more than 500 years old.
Oh, please. I can barely remember turning 600.
Great. Please float this way. The museum was built to honor the Homo sapiens that once inhabited the Earth. Humans covered the entire planet. They adapted to a variety of climates. For spiritual nourishment, humans gathered in small dark rooms, sat on small hard wooden benches, and worshipped primitive gods called celebrities. Now the land below us is known as Washington, D.C.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
That's where our ancestors first landed and demanded to be taken to their leader. In this case, these are the primitive weapons that the humans used against us. Hmm. Now, this is an Uzi.
That's the logo for our local planetary team.
You're right.
The Andromeda Lawyers.
Of course.
Now, if you look over this way, these are called human musical instruments. This was called a Stratocaster guitar. And this is a French horn. And this is how they sounded together.
So spiritual.
Now, if you'll notice in this case, we have examples of typical Earthlings wearing typical Earthling uniforms. The male is wearing material covering his biped called capri jeans. The cloth around his neck was a burqa, and the leather pouch around his waist was a fanny pack.
Hey, those are neckties.
Very good. Human males used to wear neckties in order to mimic their sexual organs.
Oh, my.
Now, today's your lucky day. We here at the museum made an incredible discovery. We found an authentic portrayal of the human mating ritual. Watch this.
Are those neckties for sale?
Yes, we have replicas of them in the gift shop.
Yes.
What? Are you planning on growing a neck?
I'm going to wear it during molting season.
You are making a mockery of these noble and peaceful creatures.
They're gone. What do they care?
If there were humans around right now, they would be offended by your behavior.
If Earthlings were around, we'd eat them.
Ooh, speaking of eating, humans put their food in vessels called Tupperware.
I think it's time to go back. We have a long journey. Come on.
We just got here.
Your game is starting soon, and you don't like to miss the Tomahawk missile chop, so let's go.
I'm not leaving without my necktie.
Where is the gift shop?
Those aliens were played by Bob Kahare, Heidi Swedberg, and Tracy McCubbin. Eric Malinsky wrote our sketch.